Yes, it was.
Thank you for doing that. Item 1002, please.
Proclaim the citywide charitable campaign open until November 30, 2019.
This proclamation is jointly sponsored by Mayor Wheeler and myself. The citywide charitable campaign is a workplace giving program that allows city employees to make donations to participating nonprofits through their paychecks. Since 2007, city employees have given more than $3.5 million to local, national, and international organizations. This proclamation formally kicks off this year's campaign. City employees can sign up to participate at www.portlandoregon.gov/ccc. And to learn more about the program, we have Janet Storm from the Office of Finance and Management and Finance. She's a communications analyst and charged with coordinating the citywide charitable campaign. And Tony Arnell from Earthshare, the organization he represents, partners with the campaign in providing the electronic portal that is used for the program's administration. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you. Good morning. My name is Janet Storm. I'm with the Office of the Chief Administrative Officer in the Office of Management and Finance. And I'm honored to be the coordinator for the Citywide Employees Charitable Campaign. This is the third year that I've been doing it. It's such a rewarding experience. This year, we have 11 city-partnered nonprofits and 10 umbrella organizations, and together they represent more than 450 organizations that our employees can donate to through their paychecks. The nice thing about this campaign is they can make a one-time donation, or they can spread that donation out over 26 pay periods. The charitable campaign has organizations that span the range of environmental services, help for the homeless, help for veterans, animals. Pretty much it would be hard to not find something to support that is worthy in this campaign. During my 3 years on working on this project, I have to say I've developed a new appreciation, a renewed appreciation for the employees of the City of Portland. We're such a generous bunch, and I'm particularly grateful to you all for supporting this program, and also to the Bureau representatives who take time out of their regular jobs to really promote the organizations in the campaign, and also to the Charitable Campaign Advisory Committee. And I'm just really thrilled to be a part of this, so thank you. This is Tony Arnell with Earthshare. Earthshare is a partner for us in that they help us. They're one of our umbrella organizations, but they also help us with our online giving portal that the employees donate to through. So I'll hand it over to Tony.
Thank you. Thank you, Janet. Good morning, commissioners. Thank you for having me here. My name is Tony Arnell, Managing Director of Earthshare Oregon. So as Janet mentioned, we are one of the umbrella organizations. So Earthshare Oregon, Earthshare in general, represents over 100 national environmentally focused organizations. 20-plus of those, about 22 of those, are actually locally here in the Portland, Oregon, also state of Oregon area, all across the state. My job is fantastic because I get to tell the stories of these organizations that are ensuring fresh air, clean water, quality life, healthy landscapes, both in urban and rural areas. So my job is fantastic, and I get to partner with folks like Janet, different workplaces across the region. So thank you so much for your support of the campaign and your investment in it. The energy focused around the campaign is truly inspiring, and I've seen that firsthand in meetings with the Bureau coordinators who are representing their different departments across the City of Portland. So thank you again for having us, and we look forward to another successful campaign ahead.
Thank you very much. I will now, does anybody have any comments? Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you, Madam President. I just, when you started talking, I realized that in January of 1990, my first job in Oregon was with the Black United Fund of Oregon, and my job was to actually convince workplaces that United Way didn't serve all the needs of our community and why we should expand the workplace giving campaigns. And so sitting here today realizing that there are over 400 choices when it was really hard to get people to see that too would be a very good thing warms my heart. So I'm proud to be here to support this effort today.
Fabulous. Thank you for sharing that. Whereas the city's charitable campaign was established in 1989 by Commissioner Mike Lindbergh, and whereas the city's charitable campaign provides an easy way for city employees to support charities that matter to them through payroll deductions, and whereas 12 city-partnered nonprofits and 10 umbrella organizations representing 450 charities will participate in this year's campaign. And whereas these groups help make positive changes in areas such as the environment, housing, social justice, arts and culture, healthcare, and human rights. And whereas city employees donated more than $250,000 last year and more than $3.3 million over the past 12 years. And whereas the commitment to charitable giving is demonstrated by city employees year after year. And whereas the citywide charitable campaign opens today, Wednesday, October 30th. And whereas Margaret Mead once said, "Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed people can change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has." Now, therefore, I, Amanda Fritz, commissioner in charge on behalf of Ted Wheeler, mayor of the city of Portland, Oregon, the city of roses, do hereby declare the citywide charitable campaign open until November 30th and encourage city employees to participate and help change the world. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we are now to our next time certain, please.